Monday morning broadcast, and we're calling it a new music alert Monday because Rabbi Yaakov Gifter is in our studio. There's a brand new album, which we've actually been playing on the air, Tov Hashem Lakol. And today we get an opportunity to speak to Rabbi Gifter about the album and this entire collection of 11 songs and explore its creation a little bit more in depth. Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning to you and to your listeners, and I don't consider this back. This is the first time I'm here live.
But you've been on the air, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's a pleasure to be here live.
Well, I appreciate that, and good to have you here. The process of putting together what we know, what we have known as an album, now some people view it differently because so many singles come out individually before any collection is released, is a difficult process, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
It is long and painstaking. And finally, when did you release this to everybody? About 10 days ago?
No, not even.
I think
It was a week ago. Yeah.
And finally, when it's out, it is a wonderful feeling for the person who actually embarked on this project. What did you say?
I told a few people, Baruch Hashem, I feel like I can open up my brain space to think about other things. It's on your mind 24/7. I never understood it when I heard it from other people that have done the process.
Right.
Once I went through it myself, then I saw what they were talking about.
The earliest that any of these songs were composed, because sometimes composers walk in here and they say, you know, this has been in my head for 20 years, or this is something that, you know, I developed in summer camp years ago. What would be the oldest of all these tunes for you of this entire collection?
So I don't remember which one for sure, but right. About six of the songs are definitely 25 to 28 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I struck gold with that question.
Yes, you did.
A quarter of a century.
Yes.
And sitting in your head or sharing with other people or doing at a family event? Like what was the development of all this?
So I'll share with you. I had a fellow that came to me. I was married, I think, about 2 years. He calls me up one day and he said, I heard you compose. He said, I do a lot of chuppas. He said, can you compose
a new one?
I want brand new.
Right.
So I told him, call me back in 3 days. I figured three songs. I need a day a song. Yeah. You know, it worked. 3 days later, he called me back and I said, okay, I have three songs for you. I played it to him. And for whatever reason, he didn't want any of the three. And I said, okay, fine, no problem. I put it in my data bank.
They stay yours.
Yes.
And, it's in your catalog. Is that the Mehera that's on here?
No, it's not the Mehera. I said it was a Miadir, right. A Mivansiach, right. And an Imeshkochech.
So the Imeshkochech's on here.
Yes, so that I put on because that to me was extremely special. The entire process of the way the song came about, the amount of work my wife put in to make, you know, what was my demo then, and I pretty much copied the demo. And I made that the real music.
Right.
You know, it's the whole idea with the strings. You know, it's all there.
Pretty amazing. Look, this is the statement that I've made a million times in the last 40 years. If you come up with good songs, that's 90% of the battle. And one of the best things about your album, frankly, is that these songs are beautiful. So, yeah, you have a major advantage when trying to put together a collection of music.
Thank you.
Rabbi Yaakov Gifter's here. All right, so we're going to get started now. The title track is Tov Hashem Lakol. I think we should play it first and then hear about it. Would that be cool? All right.
Definitely.
Tov Hashem Lakol, this is the one that is in fact the title track of Rabbi Yaakov Gifter's brand new album. It's 11 songs available on all the platforms. Where is it?
Everywhere.
There's nowhere you can't find it.
Correct. I mean, you know, I've been told that nobody buys CDs and USBs anymore. So it's on Spotify, Apple, 24/6, Zing.
It's all
Nucky
there.
Radio.
Both the sources in our community and the sources outside of our community.
Correct.
It's all there. Yaakov Gifter, Tov Hashem Lakol, the story behind this and plenty more coming up if you keep it here on a new Music Alert Monday at JM in the AM.
Toy, 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 Hashem, toy, Hashem, lakol. Toy, 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 Hashem, toy, Hashem.
JM and the AM on New Music Alert Monday. Reb Yaakov Gifter's in our studio. Song is entitled Tov Hashem Lakol. It's a title track from his most recent album. Boy, there's an energy to that song, which is, that's good.
Yeah.
If someone comes out of hearing that song for the first time and says there's an energy to that song, that's a, you're on the right track. All right, so there's a history with this song and the reason you chose it as your title track. Why don't you tell us about that?
So I would say not a history, but there's a story.
Okay.
My mother-in-law sent me the final email that my father-in-law had written to my wife and her sisters.
Wow.
And
did he do that dafka as a final email? Like, not a
coincidence? No, I don't think so. I don't think, I mean, but he
it happened
he
to
wrote,
have been the final email, right?
Yeah, he wrote. He didn't know what was going to be. He knew he wasn't well, and, you know, he was always upbeat.
That's
never
correct.
Never depressed about it.
I knew him.
Yeah. And so at the bottom of the email, he signed off. He said, I live by this pasuk every day. Toiv Hashem lakol v'rachma v'alkol maso. So my mom-in-law sent it to me, and she said, I really feel like this
from
pasuk.
Ashrei.
This pasuk, yeah. This pasuk needs a song. I said, okay. Literally, within 5 minutes, I had the first, the low part. And then, I took out my phone, I recorded it, just so I shouldn't forget it. Okay. 2 weeks later, I was walking after Shabbos. I sat down, I ate my meal, I was going for a walk. And I remember, like, oh, okay, I got to make up this song. And I'm thinking, like, no, don't do it, Shabbos. I can't pull out my phone.
Right.
And, like, there's no way I'm going to remember it. Okay. But you know how all of a sudden the brain starts working.
You tell your brain not to do it, it does it.
Yeah. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden, I have a whole song in my head. And I sing it over and over. I went for a 45-minute walk, and literally, I was singing it the entire time.
You wanted to memorize it.
Yeah, yeah. I came home and I didn't trust myself. I pulled my kids. I said, my wife, I pulled everybody into the room. I said, you got to hear the song I just made up. And I sang it over and over. And I looked at him and I said, okay, listen, you guys have to remember it until Matzai Shabbos. Well, what do you think? Of course happens. Matzai Shabbos comes along and I looked at my kids and I was like, uh-oh, I don't remember the song. I said, anybody here remember? And they're all looking at me like all blank. I looked at my wife and she's like, no.
What?
And I was like, I was so disappointed. I felt like I really had a good song. I thought, and about an hour later, all of a sudden, I remembered one of the parts, and then it like all came back to me. I quickly sat my wife down by the piano. She played the song, and I recorded it. I sent it to my mom-in-law. So the funny thing is that I sent it to her. She sends me back a text 10 minutes later. She says, great song, but wrong words. I was like, wrong words? And like, I look at it, and then I remember, like, oh, yeah, I made up a song, Hatoiv. It was the theme that was running in my head. I knew my father-in-law wrote Toiv Hashem Lakol. And in my head, I was thinking like, yeah, he was grateful for everything he had in life. And I made up the song, Hatoiv Ki Lo'ichol Urachamecha. And I thought to myself, okay, back to the drawing board. But I had that low part.
You adapted
then,
it.
Yeah, no. I had the low part that I had made up 2 weeks before that. Right. And I forgot about it. I got busy with other stuff. And so then I listened to the low part. And then a couple of days later, I was like, okay, yeah, I want to make up the rest of the song. I made it up in a few minutes. I quickly recorded the whole song. And then I sent it to somebody to arrange. And I sat there just singing in my phone, banging on the table. So I had the rhythm and the song. And that's what we came out with, the final product.
And then you have a song matching his words that ended that final email.
Yes.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So who does your arrangements?
So I didn't know how to, I was wondering if you were going to ask that question. I wasn't sure how to answer that because 20 years ago, you know, my mom-in-law always said, oh, you should put out your own album, you should put out your own album. And I thought to myself, yeah, it's a great idea. I had that drive, I had that interest, but, you know, 20 years ago, the way it was done, you went to Yisrael Lam, Moshe Laufer, Mono Rosenblum, whoever it was.
And you got to pay professionals. Yeah.
Yeah. So technically, when I make up my songs, most of the time I'm making up the introduction, I'm making up the ending and the song. Right. So I basically have everything and I have a vision in my head of how I want the song to sound. So it was only a matter of, like, as time went along and as my kids grew and all of a sudden I realized, you know, I have 5 boys that know how to sing well and we all sound great together. Why don't they do it? So when I started doing the stuff for Derech Chaim, I started doing those music pieces.
Right.
And then I got familiar with the process. I just decided, okay, you know, now is the time. So I went and I hired freelancers. And I basically, you know, there's sometimes like sax lines, you know, especially. I literally sang the line to the guy and I told him, this is what I want you to do on a saxophone. Now, I couldn't get my voice to sound like a saxophone, but he understood and he did it.
So you're sort of doing self-arrangements, but with the assistance of those who arrange full-time. Let's put it that way.
Correct.
Rabbi Yaakov Gifter's here. And what role do your kids have in the album? Are they featured on it in a bunch of places or not?
Yeah, all over the album.
Every song? Majority of them?
There's one song that I did by myself, and that was just because of time. Right. I just wanted to get it done. And
they range in age from what to what?
So my youngest is 6.
And he participates?
He participated. To me, you know, I remember when I was in 8th grade, I went to camp, to summer camp, and Friday night, I remember standing there, middle of the Chadoidi, the Chazan was singing, and I was standing next to my counselor, and I was singing harmony, and I saw he kept on looking over at me, and then after davening, he said, how do you know how to do that? So I looked at him, I said, do what? He said, how do you know how to harmonize? And I did not understand the question because to me it was just inborn and I just didn't
second
understand.
Nature.
Like, what are you asking? Like, how do you explain to someone, I know how to sing, I know how to harmonize? And I look at my 6-year-old and my 10-year-old, and you know, they have an amazing ability. I one time pulled over my 6-year-old and I was singing in his ear on one key and he was singing on a different key and he was not getting thrown off.
Nice.
So he really, and he makes up his own harmonies and sometimes like,
hey, there are musical families out there.
Yeah.
So the youngest is 6 and the oldest?
My oldest is 26.
So you have a range of voices like crazy. I mean, you have like, you know, you have every style probably taken care of in that whole group.
You know, in the Jewish world, it's just too bad that I can't do an album with my boys and girls.
All right.
That would be a party.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Okay, song is called, the next one we're doing is called Chaverim. What can you tell us about this one? Besides it being the first track on the album officially.
Yeah.
These days there's no really such thing, but you get my point.
Yeah, so what happened was I really made this up for Yeshiva Derech Chaim. Our original intention was to use it for the upcoming campaign.
Right.
And then, you know, as campaigns go, you sit down, you start talking, you come up with a theme, and then you decide, no, I have a better theme, and then things change. And I had already made up that song specific to that theme, and then it didn't make sense to use it again. Then they decided, anyway, you know what, this year we're not doing a music video, so the whole thing got canned. So once they weren't using it, I put it on my album, and I'm very happy that I did.
Song is called Chaverim. It's Yaakov Gifter and the Gifter family, we should say, as you've heard how they participate in this effort on a brand new Music Alert Monday at JM in the AM.
Echad
Rabbi Yaakov Gifter and Company. I say and company because he does include a whole bunch of his kids. We'll have to check those child labor laws. And that's called Chaverim on the brand new album entitled Tov Hashem Lakol here at JM in the AM. Look, I said to you, you come up with great songs, it's 90% of the battle.
Absolutely.
Some of the great producers in Jewish music have said that to me over the years. If you want the secret to success in this business, you got to have good songs. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
The Eishes Chayil that you included, was this done for a special occasion or just, well, give us the history. Go ahead.
Okay, so Eishes Chayil I made up when my son got married 4 years ago, I think it was. Yeah, 4 years ago.
Nice.
And a couple of weeks before the Chasnas, I had practiced the song with my kids, and everybody saw that I had composed the song. I sent it to my mechutin, Yaakov Kreindler, and I asked him, I said, Yaak, you want to, you know, join at the Chasna? Yeah, for sure. I sent him the song. We sang it at the Chasna.
Really?
Yeah. And it was something that was...
Was it a success?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, you know, my son actually sang it for his wife, you know, as part of it also. And then I wanted to put this on the album, and I called him up, not expecting him to agree. And I asked him, I said, you know, I'm putting out an album. I said, would you like to join me and sing the song on the album? And he said, absolutely. And I was like, oh, great. I said, okay, so whatever, just like call me when you're available. Right. He came over to my house one night. We recorded it.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Which Eishes Chayil is now sung in the Gifter home on a typical Friday night, I need to know. The traditional or the new Rabbi Yaakov Gifter composition?
So I have to be honest. We stick with the traditional just because the song is Eishes Chayil, and then it goes to a different psukim in Eishes Chayil. So it doesn't go flow.
Ah,
it doesn't flow
got it.
Smoothly.
So out of convenience and tradition and heritage, you go with the classic traditional one. All right, we'll take a listen to the brand new Eishes Chayil, Rabbi Yaakov Gifter and Company. It's the brand new album entitled Tov Hashem Lakol. This is his Eishes Chayil selection at JM in the AM. JM in the AM with Reb Yaakov Gifter and family on Eishes Chayil from the Tov Hashem LaKol album, a new music alert Monday here at JM in the AM. And at the risk of hearing from any of your relatives later, I better give a shout out to the entire team, including Avraham, Mordechai, Shaya, Yisrael Zev, and Aryeh Leib. Did I get them all right?
Yes, you did.
All the gifters who participated in this album. Also, you mentioned that, and we'll talk about Eishes Chayil in a second, but on the piece that that you released with the album, it says that you worked with Hillel Kapnick, and I was wondering what his role was in all this.
Okay, so he mixed the entire album.
Oh, nice.
And also, I told you that I had arranged the songs, but the first song, Chaverim, because I was planning to do for the yeshiva, so he arranged that, you know, originally, and I just kept what he did. Once I decided to use it, we last minute added in some other music, and Baruch Hashem came out fabulous.
And you wanted to say something about Eishes Chayil.
Yeah, I wanted to mention how, you know, I had my idea in my head about how I sang the song, and my mechutin came, and he gave it a certain flair. The second time around the song, he sang it differently. And the first time, like when he did it, so I just recorded and I was wondering, like, okay, how am I going to blend this? And I wasn't sure myself. And that's where Hillel Kapnick comes in. He put it together and blended it, and really, I give a major shout out to my mechutin Yaakov Kreindler. He made the song into what it is.
Nice. Reb Yaakov Gifter, two more things to discuss before we let you go. Number one, there's a website, ezlane.com, E-Z, letter Z, Lane, L-A-I-N.com, E-Zlane.com. Tell us what it's about.
So I teach boys how to lane, right. And I've been laning myself for close to 30 years. Wow. So a bunch of years ago, like every time I sat down with a kid to teach him his parsha, and the parents would ask me, okay, can you give me a recording of all the aliyahs? I would have to do it then, and you know, it was always at the wrong time. Right. Always. It was never at a
and
time
it's painstaking.
When, like,
it's,
yeah.
It's, you know.
So two summers ago, I decided, okay, that's it. I'm sitting down. I'm going to take 2-3 weeks, whatever it takes. I recorded every possible laning that there is throughout the year. Yamim Tovim, I recorded the 5 Megillas. I recorded each parsha with the Haftarah.
Wow.
So literally, there's no laning that's not available on my website. And so far, Baruch Hashem, first of all, I have it available for when I need it for my clients. And people periodically call me up and, you know, they ask me, do you have this? Do you have that? And I uploaded it to 24/6. It's not like I look at the analytics often, but recently I was looking at something and I found it astounding to me that Megillas Eicha, which you would think like
Yeah,
people don't want to really want to listen to that. I think it was listened to like 2,700 times, and I was quite surprised to see that. So people are listening to it. You know, again, I don't look, and you know, every once in a while, people do download the Parshas. The Parshas cost $36. It's a joke. Kids that are musically talented can pick it up on their own. My son, if he would download it, he would be able to listen and, you know, get through the Parsha without a problem.
Most difficult Parsha is.
You know what? Most people say Matis Masse, and for me, that's a joke.
But that's just the length, right?
Well, it's the length, and it's also the Masoi, so it's done in a different tune, right. So it's that switch off. For me, it's very easy because when I used to live in Brooklyn, I used to lane Matis Masse 4, or even I think 1 year I lane 5 times.
On Shabbos.
Yeah, because Matis Masse, it's a double parsha.
Right.
It's in the summer.
Right.
So everybody went away. So whatever, there was a major shortage.
Abalkari once told me Va'era is one of their hardest because of the repetition of the phrases in the Makos.
Okay.
You can hear that?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I find Tazria Metzaira, the Vayikra parshas, I find hard. A, because it's
not
like
a story.
Right. Exactly. Bereishis is a story. Right. You understand the flow.
Right.
Shmois is, you know, you'd see as Mitzrayim. So I find Tazria Metzaira probably, for me, to be the hardest part.
And until this past Shabbos, I didn't realize how long Vayetze is.
Yeah.
And I hear Vayishlach's longer than Vayetze.
Yeah, I believe, yeah. With at the end of the parasha.
More.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? I mean, where are the short parshas already? I've been waiting since Bereishis.
Okay, so if you have a good Balkaire and you can get through it smoothly, then it's painless.
Then it's a non-issue.
Huh? Yes.
Before we say goodbye to Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, we're going to talk about the fact that he tried to do something that has never been done before, and that is get people to sing a different Ma'oz Tzur. Hanukkah's coming up, and you know what it's like. Ma'oz Tzur has its own place in the Jewish annals, both among observant and secular Jews. Ma'oz Tzur is Ma'oz Tzur. And anybody who's tried to get people to adjust to a different Ma'oz Tzur has had a challenge. I could start naming you names that I've seen over the last 40 years who have tried it. Nonetheless, you've tried it, and you've introduced a brand new Ma'oz Tzur. Tell us the story as we say goodbye.
So I made this up 5 years ago. This was the last Hanukkah that my in-laws were by me together. Right. And my shver, you know, I remember vividly, we were sitting in the dining room, and I told my kids, I said, you know, let me teach this to you. My son pulled out his guitar. If I remember correctly, I think my father-in-law, we gave him a guitar as well. And after that, he started playing other songs, but, you know, he really got into it. And I have a YouTube video, actually, of that moment of the Ma'oz Tzur being sung.
So has it caught on?
It definitely has. I know that people have reached out to me. I mean, somebody commented to me when I wrote on a chat that I'm on that I put out an album. So somebody posted right away and he said, you saved the last song for the best. Or the best song for the last.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and that's Ma'oz Tzur.
It is the final track on the album. I say congratulations to you. Mazel tov on this. Must be a sigh of relief to have this available to the public already around the world.
Yes.
People want to get it. Very easy. Search your name on any of the streaming platforms.
Yep, and
literally,
and we have a couple of music videos also with the entire family.
So they can search your name on YouTube, etc. Yep. Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, the name of the album is Tov Hashem Lakol. Mazel tov on this, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
A new music alert Monday. We'll wrap up with that Ma'oz Tzur for this conversation. You're listening to JM in the AM.
Is a beach, the haste of it.
JM in the AM, or Yaakov Gifter and company with Moe's Tzor off the brand new album, Tova Shem Lakol. New Music Alert Monday. I thank you for joining us here in studio at JM in the AM.